Sims, welcome back to MJ Characters X Listener. I just drank a Monster Energy, and I have energy, so we're gonna read another story today. This one's Shoto Todoroki X Listener. It's called Passing Notes. Let's get started. It started with an innocent note you found in your locker. That was all it was. Hey, YN, a friend of mine likes you. But he's too nervous to talk to you. Meet in the garden after classes. Uraka. As you read the note, you thought someone likes me? They might have low standards. You decided you might as well go. But first, you had to go to class. Time skipped to after classes. As you walked to the garden, you noticed a brunette girl with pink cheeks. Her name was Uraka. Uraka, you knew that. But who was the friend she was talking about? Whoever they were. Whoever they weren't here yet. Uraka waved at you. Hey, Wayan. Hi, Wayan. How's it going? She said, cheerfully. You were just a general study... What? Study student. But you knew Uraka, as you two were childhood friends. It was pretty well. So, who's this friend you wanted me to meet? You asked, twirling your hair-colored hair. Well... He should be here pretty soon. She paused for a moment and looked away before continuing. Ah, here he comes. You look over where she was looking. Oh, my phone's too close to me. You look over where she was looking and saw him. He had a scar on his left side of his face and half of his hair. And his hair was half white, half red and half white. I'm here, Uraka. Why'd you want me to come here? Saw you. He's tried to turn and leave, but Uraka ran towards him and activated her quirk. Put me down, please. You saw him blush. No, I know you've liked YN for a while. So? I'm getting you two together.
Sound like me.
She said. I'm not leaving until you talk to her. She released her hold on him, and he fell to the ground. Now, talk to each other. She said, pushing him towards you.
My name's Shoto Todoroki.
He stuck out his hand, and you shook it. Well, my name's... Ellen... What? I just confused myself.
Hi. Why are you on my chair?
Sorry, distractions. Well, my name's FN Ellen. Nice to meet you, Todoroki. You said excitedly. Oh. You saw him blush, and you thought you might have seen a small flame set off on from his cheek. Before it immediately put away. The two of you talked for a while before all three of you had to leave, but you agreed you should meet up again sometime soon. The next day, all three of you went to the cafe together. My father would probably prefer if I dated someone with more of a powerful quirk that would mix well with my own. But fuck him, Todoroki said. Try not to be rude. Hey, my quirk's powerful. It's just those stupid entrance exams are unfair, you said, leaning your hand on your face. Yeah, I guess you're right, he laughed. You and Todoroki kept writing and exchanging notes, putting them in each other's lockers. And then one morning, Todoroki's note read as this. Hey, NN. I know you've been wanting to be here for a long time, but the stupid entrance exam got in the way, so I made room for you. You should apply for a transfer to 1A as soon as possible. Candy cane.
Hi, fat boy. Hi, Baba. I'm sitting in a chair. You can't sit in my lap.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. What did he mean, made room? Thoughts raced in your head. Even though your dream was to be a hero, you knew there was someone else. Someone who wanted to be a hero course more than you. A good friend of yours. And so you approached him after class. As he was walking down the hallway, you ran up to him. Shinzo, you called. He looked towards you. Oh, hey, Wayan. He said sweetly. Glad I caught up to you, you told him, laughing and catching your breath. I need to tell you something, but it's kind of private. Can we talk somewhere different? You asked him. He thought for a second.
You fat cat!
Really? He stole my chair. Okay. I lost where I was. It's kind of private. Can we talk somewhere different? You asked him. He thought for a second, and then he responded. Yeah, how about we head to my place? My parents are out.
Hi, boy. Can you stop meowing, please? 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 Stop meowing. No.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Yeah, how about we head to my place? My parents are out right now. And I might need some help with studying. So could you help me with that after? He told you, laughing a bit at the end. Alright, that sounds great, you said. You and Shinzo arrived at his house and walked up to his room. You had a note in your pocket. So, Shinzo, I know you've been wanting to be in the hero course. Shinzo looked confused. He pulled out the note. Shinzo looked confused. He pulled out the note. I've been dating someone in class 1A, and he was able to make room for one new student. He wanted me to transfer to the class, but I know you've been wanting to be in the class even more than me. So I wanted you to transfer instead of me. What? He was shocked. You're not joking me. You're not joking? You're not joking right now? Wait, what? I just confused myself. You're not joking, right? He asked you. No, it's 100% real. No tricks, no strings attached. I even have proof for you. You handed Shinzo the note, and he read it. His eyes darted across the page, and you heard him whisper the words to himself. He placed a hand on his mouth. Oh my god, I can't believe it. Shinzo hugged you, and when he pulled away, he looked like he was about to cry. I know that you've also wanted to be in the hero. I also know you wanted to be in that court.
What are you doing? Lay down. Don't cause trouble, please. Stay still. Madison. Stop.
away. He looked like he was about to cry. I know you've also wanted to be in that chorus for a while, but just let me take that spot. But just letting me take that spot, he sighed. Thank you, Ian. After that drama, you studied together, and Shinzo told you he'll apply for a transfer tomorrow. And then you walked home.
Madison, what are you doing?
Okay. She's just laying down. And then you walked home. As you were walking home, you scrolled through the news on your phone and nearly dropped it. The top news article was UA student dead. You were scared, but you scrolled through the article. UA student
Of course it would be Netta.
UA student Minero Mineta was found dead last evening. The cause of death seemed to be a large hole through his chest and burns.
But what did I expect? For all you Mineta lovers out there, I'm sorry, but not really.
You turned off your phone. You didn't want to read anymore. The next day, you had a note in your locker. It was small, but it's still a note. Hey, NN, I can't wait to see you in class today. XOXO, Candy Cane. You realize how disappointed Todoroki would be when you didn't show up today, so you decided to write him a note, assuming that he would read it after class. Sorry, Toto.
Madison, no licking. Madison, thank you.
Sorry, Toto. I'm not coming in your class today. And when someone does come tomorrow, it won't be me. I hope you understand, NN. You slipped it in his locker and went about your day. Time skip. Since Mineta's death, the established dorms apparently had mailboxes, and teachers called you and Shinzo, saying the two of you had mail. Shinzo was from the school, and yours was from Todoroki. You grabbed your mail and went to your room. You hopped in your bed and read the note.
Madison, stop licking. No. Stop it. Thank you.
NN, I was really disappointed that you weren't in class today. I completely understand. Also, I like your joke that you'll be a different person tomorrow. It's because starting tomorrow, you'll be a hero, right? Also, I'm excited to see you, Candy Cane. He didn't understand. You knew he'd realize, but you didn't know what consequences would follow. The next afternoon, you got another note from Todoroki. Not Shinzo. Brain cells. Inviting you over to his house, along with Uraraka, Shinzo, and someone else from his class that you didn't know. You knocked on the door, and a girl with white hair and red spots opened it. Oh, you must be Yen. You must be Yen, right? I'm Shoto's older sister. He's in his room right now. He's in his room right over there. She pointed down the hall. You thanked her and walked to his room. As you were about to knock on the door opened. Oh, hi, NN. I'm glad you can come over. Here, come in, Todoroki said. You entered the room and he closed the door. Like he said, Uraraka, Shinzo, and one more person would be there. You couldn't see the person's face, though. Not because their face was covered with, like, their bangs. No. More because they were invisible. You sat down with them, but there was a threatening aura in the room, and then Todoroki spoke. "Hey, NN." He looked at him with a strange look. "Why weren't you in class today?" he asked. Less like a question, more of a statement.
"What are you doing?"
My cats are distracting me. "Oh, I didn't transfer. I let Shinzo take the spot instead. He wanted..." As you were talking, he interrupted you. "Yeah, I realize now, Wayan. Tell me, why didn't you transfer?" You could tell he was getting angry. I was about to, but you interrupted me.
"Hi."
"Anyways, I know that Shinzo wanted to be..." I gotta take off my sweater. I forgot I'm gonna get cat hair all over this.
No, don't sit behind me.
Okay, that's been dealt with. I forgot where I was already. "I was about to before you interrupted me. Anyways, I know that Shinzo wanted to be one way long. What? Shinzo wanted to be one way longer than me. Like he wanted to be one since he was a kid. And I only decided I wanted to be a hero at the..." "Wanted to be one near the end of middle school," you explained. "But you still wanted to be one, right? So why did you give the opportunity to someone else?" he asked.
"Fuckboy, stop messing with the paper on the floor.
I need to clean my room." "Why would you give the opportunity to someone else?" he asked. You started to get uncomfortable. "Like I said, I let him take the spot because he wanted to be one longer than me, and that's when it happened," he snapped. "I didn't ask you why you let him take the spot, Lian. I asked you why you didn't take the spot," Todoroki screamed. "You were shocked. This is nothing like the boy he was when you two first met." "Todoroki, are you okay?" the invisible girl asked, standing up. "I'm fine, shut up," he screamed. And through the anger, there was ice, and the invisible girl was dead. "There, now there's a spot open for you, Ayan. You should apply right away," he said. "I think I need to go..." Shh. I need to turn off the sound of my phone. I'm sorry if any of you guys are wearing headphones. "There, now there's a spot open for you, Wayan. You should apply right away," he said. I think I need to go," you said, trying not to show your terror. "Yeah, actually, there's..." "Huh? Actually, us three are gonna study together, so all three of us should go," Uraka added. And then the three of you bolted out of there. You applied for a transfer out of fear. You, Uraka, and Shinzo were the only ones who knew why the invisible girl, who you learned was named Hagakure, disappeared, and why you were now in the class. But that didn't matter, at least not to him. As long as you were listening to him, you would be safe. That's the end of the story.
Hi.
Yeah. So sorry for all the interruptions. I get sidetracked easily. But how have a good day, night, or evening. Bye.